positional battles on the offensive line are any clearer?
I don't know. You'd have to talk to Bill and Skarnecki about that.
How do you feel like your performance has been over the last month or so?
I just go out every day and try to do my job, try to get better each day, and try to do the best that I can in my role.
It's tough to see a guy like Dan have to, you know, get cut like that.
Coben's a great guy, great player, and a great friend of mine, and I'm happy to be his friend in the future.
How much have you learned from him?
A lot. Being behind Coben and watching him play for the past several years has been a great learning experience on how to be a pro.
What are some maybe examples that you could, you know, share that he's helped you with?
Specific examples, just, you know, work ethic, study habits, how to practice. Being a pro is a lot more than about what you do on Sundays.
As different years have gone on that you've been here in New England, have you felt a different comfort level, a greater comfort level at the beginning of each season going from practice squad? Even though, you know, roles aren't always defined, but you personally, knowing the offense, has your comfort level grown year by year?
I think every year is different, and the only similarity is that you always are just trying to do the best you can in your role. You go out and you try to work every day, and you just try to get better at whatever that role is.
Ryan, how challenging was this preseason with bodies seemingly rotating in and out of spots and positions? Is that difficult for you guys as a group?
I don't know. You'd have to talk to all the other guys. I can only speak for myself and say that, you know, you're just happy to be out there and work hard each day, you know, trying to get better at your job.
Does your comfort level change because your roles change so you don't get as comfortable?
I don't know exactly how to answer that. I think I'm most comfortable every day going out and just trying to play football, trying to do my best.
Have you started in on Tennessee-specific game planning? And if so, what can you say about their defensive line, their defensive approach?
Yeah, we're working on Tennessee. They're a really good team. A lot of hardworking guys, playing hard on the inside there. I mean, we got Marks and Casey. Two real tough guys. Their whole defensive front, they all play hard. They all get to the ball. It's going to be a challenge, and we're going to have to work hard.
Ryan, what's the biggest difference tempo-wise from preseason to regular, even from camp to preseason now to regular season?
I guess we'll have to see on Sunday when that comes up.
Are you looking forward to that challenge, that to see how this team responds and the offensive line as a unit respond to that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited. I think everybody is to get the season started, you know, in earnest to – you know, fight for wins that count towards our record. And I think that we're all excited for that. I am. And I'm just, you know, really excited to go out there and just try to do the best I can in my role.
But safe to say, though, that there is a difference in tempo from preseason to regular season. Is that safe to say?
Like I said, we'll find out on Sunday.
Ryan, you played football a long time, but you're a young guy. Do players get nervous before a game at this level? Or is it just so much anticipation and preparation that the nerves don't really kick in? Nervous?
I can only speak for myself, and I think I'm eager, you know, for the challenge to, you know, work hard and to go out there on Sunday. I'm eager for that challenge, too.